Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom served with a side of real talk. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut, like that nagging voice in your head is telling you can't do it? Let me tell you, I get it. We all have those moments. But what if I told you confidence isn't some magical switch you flip on? What if it's actually built brick by brick, one small win at a time? That's right, folks, today we're talking about building confidence through those seemingly insignificant victories. The little things that add up to create a monumental shift in how you see yourself. Think of it like leveling up in your favorite video game. Each quest completed, each enemy defeated, brings you closer to unlocking a new power. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you start building your confidence fortress. First off, celebrate the small stuff. Seriously. Did you finally finish that project you've been putting off? Did you nail that presentation at work? Did you manage to resist the sugary donuts this morning? Those victories, no matter how small they seem, deserve a high five. Acknowledging your wins, even the tiny ones, trains your brain to focus on the positive and builds momentum. It's like planting a seed of self-belief, water it with those little celebrations, and watch it grow. Second, ditch the comparison game. Social media can be a confidence killer. We're constantly bombarded with curated versions of other people's lives, making it easy to feel inadequate. Remember, what you see online is often just a highlight reel. Focus on your own journey, not someone else's race. You're unique, you're awesome, and comparing yourself to others only steals your energy and diminishes your self-worth. Third, step outside your comfort zone. Growth happens when we challenge ourselves. I'm not talking about leaping off a cliff unless that's your thing, but taking small, calculated risks. Try something new, say yes to an opportunity that scares you a little, or simply strike up a conversation with someone you wouldn't normally talk to. These experiences, even if they don't always go perfectly, build resilience and expand your comfort zone, paving the way for greater confidence. Fourth, cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. We all make mistakes, stumble, and face setbacks. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same understanding and empathy you would offer a good friend. Remember, failure is an opportunity to learn and grow, not a reflection of your worth. Finally, practice gratitude. Appreciating the good things in your life, no matter how small, shifts your perspective and cultivates a sense of contentment. Take a moment each day to reflect on what you're grateful for: your health, your loved ones, a sunny day, or even a delicious cup of coffee. Gratitude acts like a magnet, drawing more positive experiences into your life and boosting your overall well-being, which naturally leads to greater confidence. Let me tell you about a time when I really put these principles into action. A few years ago, I decided to take on a public speaking challenge, something I was absolutely terrified of. You know that feeling when your heart pounds like a drum solo and your palms are sweating buckets? Yeah, that was me. But I remembered what we've talked about today. I started celebrating the small victories. Practicing my speech in front of the mirror, receiving positive feedback from friends and family, and visualizing myself confidently delivering the presentation. Each step, no matter how small, chipped away at my fear. When the day finally arrived, I still felt butterflies, but this time they were accompanied by a sense of excitement and anticipation. To my surprise, I absolutely crushed it. The audience engaged, laughed, and applauded. That experience wasn't just about delivering a good speech, it was about conquering my fear and proving to myself that I was capable of achieving something I thought was impossible. And let me tell you, the feeling of accomplishment afterwards. Priceless. So remember, building confidence isn't about overnight transformations. It's a journey paved with small wins, self-compassion, and a whole lot of courage. Start celebrating those little victories today, embrace your unique journey, and watch yourself grow into the confident, capable person you were always meant to be. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a boost of confidence. Leave a review, join the conversation on social media, and let me know what small wins you're celebrating in the comments below. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.